Good evening, Iowa Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you live for the final district game of the Iowa Bulldogs as the Bulldogs take on rivals Hermley Cardinals. Bulldogs send out their five team captains. It's going to be the five seniors, Caden Forey, Cooper Caswell, Swade Campbell, Caden Castillo, and Dimitri Juarez doing the coin toss now. Get everything set just right. There we go. The Cardinals are going to send out nine captains, or eight, seven, sorry, seven captains. Just a lot on that side. It's taking a second for all the handshakes to go down. There is 9 minutes and 20 seconds left on the clock for kickoff. This is a huge game for the Bulldogs. Playoff scenarios involved. If the Bulldogs win, they're in and will be in the playoffs starting next week. If they lose, they will be out. It's really that simple for Ira. So, big game. Bulldogs facing, again, county rival Hermley. Both teams defeated Roby pretty handily. In fact, the exact same, 52-6. Both teams defeated Rotan. Hermley defeated Rotan 56-0. The Bulldogs won 76-0. Both teams lost to Westbrook. Hermley lost 30-76. Bulldogs lost 8-58. And this is the main difference in why the Cardinals are out. They lost to Highland last week, 60-76, and the Bulldogs defeated Highland a few weeks ago, 46-42. So, if the Bulldogs come out and play their game, it should be all Ira all the way. But you still have to play the game. So, the coin's been flipped. Decisions have been made. The White House walking over to the Bulldogs, so it looks like Ira will receive the opening kickoff. Bulldogs is going to be on the right side of the field, going from right to left if you're sitting in the stands. So, a little bit of wind today. Looks like it's blowing from the Hermley side to the Ira side. So, there we go. Both teams are shaking hands, getting in the huddle, and we will be here with you live through the game. Looks like they may get a little bit of an early start. They're already in the huddle, and there's still 7 minutes and some change left on the clock. I'll turn on some background noise and kind of catch my breath, and we'll be live when the kickoff goes. Came out of the huddle. Now the Cardinals took their sweet time to come out of the huddle. They're still in their Cardinal little inflatable thing. So I want to give a huge thanks and a huge shout out to all the sponsors who support the broadcast. McCowan Farm, S. McCowan Photography, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Science Chamber of Commerce, Bell Cyber and Steel Insurance, Costa in. Snyder, iron, and metal. Prosperity Bank. Ira Baptist Church. My pages are blown. Let's figure out a different setup for my broadcast. Cardinals are now out on the field after they took their sweet time coming out of their inflatable bird. They're going to kick off to the Bulldogs from the left to the right. Ira will seize the kickoff. The Bulldogs aren't sending anybody that deep. It looks like maybe the Cardinals do the onside kick, not certainly the other teams do. They're going to set up on the near hash mark and try to kick it to the far side of the field. Bulldogs can send. It's got Chambers over there, Pena, Claxton, Castillo, and then Bishop and Collier are on the near side. All right, huddle's been broken. The referee's blown the whistle. Now just waiting for the Cardinals to kick the ball. And there it is. It's going to be an end-over-end onside kick. They touched it. They touched it. It rolled about 13 yards, and then it was touched by the Cardinals, knocked across the 15-yard line. They jumped on the ball, they got the ball, but can't cheat and get caught. So it's going to be Bulldog ball, first and 15. It's going to be set at the Bulldog 37-yard line on the far pass mark. Bulldogs set up in an I formation. It's Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. There's that hit to Pena running on the near side. Now he's going to cut it up the middle. He'll be brought down after a gain of maybe a yard or so. So that's going to set up a second and 14 for the Bulldogs. Ball, well, not even. It's going to be second and 15 still. The ball is still on the 37-yard line. It just got moved up a little bit. Instead of the nose being on the hash mark, it'll be the belly of the ball. 9:27 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs come out in the same formation with the same personnel. I formation. Hernandez under center. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena finds some blockers. Now he cuts it up. He's going to gain about 5-6 yards on the carry. So that's going to set up a third and 9. Third and about 9 is what Rocky said. I like that. Third and about 9. Oh, Mark said it. My bad. We don't want to give credit to any of those non-Baptists. We don't have to. Third and about 9 is what the Baptists say. Ball's going to be at the Hermley 37-yard line now, across midfield. Same formation, same personnel, the eye with Hernandez under center. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Pena. Pena tosses it deep. He's got an open. Caden Foley gets the ball. Into the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown, Bulldog. If you heard it, you heard it correctly. It was a pitch back to Pena. Pena looked downfield, saw a wide open Caden Foley, who got behind his corner, launched the ball back, and it's going to be a touchdown for the Bulldogs. So now the score is 6-0 with 8:24 left in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs are getting ready for the two-point kick. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. Oh, it hits the front of the bar, incomplete. We're going to stay 6-0. Ira leading firmly here early in this final district game. Broadcast brought to you by McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from playing field to the classroom. That's McCowan Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please visit us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Methodist Church, a friendly traditional country church located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and the prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Bulldogs drive down the field, get the opening touchdown. Now the Bulldogs are going to kick to the Cardinals. Castillo is going to be the kicker for Ira. Castillo's lined up to kick it deep. It's going to be low and far. Pick it up at the 15-yard line for the Cardinals. Cardinals still on their feet, but now they're hit by all six Bulldog defenders. About the 34-yard line is where they're going to say he stopped. So a decent return for the Cardinals. Looks like Castillo just didn't get quite underneath that one like he was wanting to. It was a real low shot. Maybe got 4 or 5 feet up in the air and just caught by the Cardinals at the 15. So dominant dog defense is going to come out now, try to slow down this high-flying Cardinals offense. Cardinals going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, and then have three in the backfield as they're in the shotgun. There's a snap. It's pitched back to the running back for the Cardinals. He's running towards the far side. He's going to be tackled by Castillo. Gains maybe a yard or two. Castillo came from this side of the field all the way to the far side. So knocks the Cardinals out of bounds after a gain of maybe a yard. It's going to set up a second and 14. 8:07 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 6-0. Cardinals going to come out in the same formation. One receiver spread far to the far side. One receiver way to the near side. Three in the backfield, kind of in a triangle. There's a snap. Pitch back. Quarterback looking to throw the ball. Got his eyes down. Show that. Get on top of it. Recovered by the Bulldog. The back fumble's going to go to Dimitri Juarez. Bulldogs were sending defenders. They had the Cardinals covered. They couldn't throw the ball. The quarterback took off running, didn't see Dimitri coming from behind him, and Dimitri laid the hammer down on poor number two for the Cardinals. He fumbled the ball. Bulldogs recovered. And now it's first and 15 for Ira from the Cardinal 34-yard line. Bulldog breaks the huddle. Going to come out in a different formation. Two receivers to the far side, two stacked in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitchback Paxton has the ball, looking downfield to throw it. Being chased by a Hermley defender, still on his feet in the backfield looking to throw it. Now he's going to toss it. It's going to be caught by Hernandez, just short of the first down marker. Gain of about 14 yards or so on the pass and catch. It'll be a gain of 13. So it's going to set up a second and long two or short three. Ball's moved all the way up to the Cardinal 22-yard line. It's going to be set at the far hash mark. Bulldogs going to come back out in the eye now. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena, with Hernandez under center and Pena the deep man. There's the snap. Hernandez has the ball looking to throw it. He's going to toss it to Corey. Corey catches it. Looks like there was a miscommunication there. I think it was supposed to be a dive. Didn't have it, so Hernandez got it rolled out. Found the senior Corey, who caught the ball for a gain of maybe 2-3 yards to get the Bulldogs a first down. So it's going to be first and 15 from the Cardinal 18-19-yard line. Same formation, same personnel group for the Bulldogs. The I with Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena gets around the corner. Already got some blocks. Now cuts it up the middle. He's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. Just the classic Bulldog sweep out of the eye on the near side. Cardinals couldn't stop it. Now the Bulldogs going to be at 12-0 with 6:24 left in the first quarter as the Bulldogs get ready for the two-point kick. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the ball fumbled. Castillo, Hernandez, something was off, bobble, so Castillo wasn't able to kick the ball. Hernandez popped up, tried to throw it. It's going to be intercepted, but she can't advance it. So all that to say, no good. The score is going to say 12-0. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals with 6:24 left in the first quarter. Sponsors for the broadcast include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Seifert and Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! With an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad, America's hometown buffet with fresh dough made daily. That's Pizza Inn. So the Bulldogs, two offensive drives that end in quick touchdowns, and able to get a fumble return against the Cardinals' offense in their first series. Now the Bulldogs are going to kick from the far side from the right side to the left side. With 6:24 left in the first quarter, Bulldogs leading 12-0. Castillo going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He gets set. Looks like he's going to try to kick it deep. Nope, he's going to do an end-over-end kick to the far side, and it's going to roll out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. Looks like the Cardinals are going to take that spot. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Cardinals from... The 40 is where they're going to put it. All right, waiting for the rest to get the ball set. It's going to be a first and 15 for the Cardinals with the nose of the ball right on the 40. They're going to move it up 2 more yards. I guess it's 5 yards from it went out of bounds. It'll be a first and 15 from the Bulldogs' 38-yard line now. Hermley comes in with the same formation, one to the far side, one to the near side, both spread out wide, and three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback. Ball goes over his head, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to dump it off. It's caught by the Cardinals, still on his feet. He's going to be pushed out by the Bulldogs. They're going to give him a generous spot. Gains about 10 yards on the carry. That quarterback barely got the ball away with Juarez bearing down on him. It went over his head. He turned around. Dimitri was right there. He just hit his cutoff man, and his cutoff man was able to slither through some holes for about 10 yards a gain. That's going to set up a second and 6. Ball's at the Bulldogs 29-yard line. Same formation for the Cardinals. There's the snap. Picks back to the quarterback. Looking to throw the ball. They're going to toss it short. Wide open. Looks like there was a breakdown of defensive coverage. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to call that a touchdown. No, the refs were down there. It's a little disappointing call in my opinion, but it'll be a touchdown for the Cardinals. The reality is the breakdown in defensive coverage by the Bulldogs. That cutoff man just had nobody guarding him, and he was able to run the sideline into the end zone. So the score is going to be 12-6 as the Cardinals get ready for a two-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So with 5:38 to go, Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 12-8. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, on-site cleanup available, and roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, car crushers, no job is too large. Call today. Strips for pipes and rods are available at Snyder, Hampton, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing.
And Ira Baptist Church seeks to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit fbciira.com for more information or find Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. So after the Cardinals get the ball, run down the field, a big score running on the sideline. The score is 8-12. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals. Just 5:38 left in the first quarter. In big game for the Bulldogs, win and you are in the playoffs, lose and you're out. So Cardinals get set to kick the onside kick from the near side to the far side. There it is, end over end. And it's going to roll out of bounds. So, second time, second they've kicked that way. Second time the ball's rolled out of bounds, so the Bulldogs are going to take over. With good field position, they'll be on the Hermley side of the field. They'll take over at the Hermley 37-yard line. High formation for the Bulldogs. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap. Hand up underneath to Juarez. Juarez bullies his way through. Going to gain about 10 yards or so on the carry. Just like Thomas the Tank Engine trucking through there. Plows his way down for a gain of around 10. So it's going to set up a second and 5 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Hermley 30. Oh, 7.5. Bulldogs get set, same formation. Hernandez under center. There's a set pitch back to Pena. Pena running on the far side this time. Hit by several Cardinal defenders. Get to maybe gain half a yard or so at the line of scrimmage. Going to set up a third and almost identical, third and 5. Ball's going to be put at the Hermley 27-yard line now. It was 27.5, so we'll say Pena gained about half a yard. Same formation coming out of the eye, Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. Hermley jumped off five. Bulldogs going to get a free play here. Juarez gets the ball, dives forward. Not enough for a first down, but that offside should have given the Bulldogs a first down. Yep, offside against the Cardinals. So that will allow the Bulldogs to get a first down. Ball going to be at the 21, first and 15, fresh pair of downs, fresh set of downs for Ira. They're going to back it up to the 22-yard line. That's the right. Gives the Bulldogs more statistics when you run a touchdown in from there, get that extra yard in. Bulldogs set in the eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena, but the white hat talking to the side judge. They haven't blown the whistle for play to resume. 4:13 left in the quarter. The refs are talking. I think when they moved it back, it may not have been enough for a first down, but they've marked it a first down and they've moved the chain, so there's not much you can do in 6 minutes. Now they're going to move the chains back and say it's going to be a third and about one, and Coach Goodwin's wanting to have a conversation. Again, just sitting waiting on the referees to get all their thoughts in a row. Now they're going to go face Coach Goodwin. Right now it's set up to be a third and one. They just moved the ball again to the 21. It's that back judge. He moved the ball to the 21. They drove it back to the 32. Now the Hermley coach is upset because he moved the ball back. Good night. And just, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. He moved the ball back. they didn't move the down marker. They didn't move the line marker. So then he looked at it, moved it back again. The Herbman coach said something. He moved it maybe an inch. The white hat went over to the Herbman sideline now. Now Coach Goodwin's talking to the back judge and our side coach. Again, it's still third and one with 4:13 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 12-8. Just trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. Now they're going to grab the ball again. Move it back again. Good night. So it's back at the 22-yard line. Bulldogs going to come out in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. Hernandez is going to be the man under center. There's a snap. Hand up underneath to Juarez. Juarez gets the yard. Yeah, we got the first down. They're going to signal it. Are you kidding me? We're waiting for the referees to signal it. They haven't said first down. There we go. Now they're saying the first down. The back judge came in and said a fourth down, but that's the judge that was moving the ball over the place. So let's not trust his opinion. All right, first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the firmly 21-yard line, and Ira's going to come out in the eye again. There's a snap. Pitch to Pena, running on the near side. Pena tries to get around the edge, and he's got some. He's down to the 10-yard line before he's brought out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds at the 9-yard line. So gain of about 12 for Jaron. That's going to set up a second and about 3, maybe 4. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Ira leading Hermley 12-8. Looking to score here again after the chaos that was. Well, I still don't really know what happened. Bulldogs get set in the eye again. Same personnel. There's a snap. Pena gets it running on the near side. He's found a hole. He's going to have enough for a first down. Powers his way down. Going to be brought down at maybe the 1-2 yard line. We'll see where they spot it. This crew's not been great at spotting the ball and keeping the spot. It is going to be a first down for the Bulldogs either way. So it's going to be first and goal from what looks like the 1. 3:06 in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs with the ball at the 1-yard line. This time get set under center in a slightly different formation. There's a snap hand up to Dimitri Juarez. Juarez runs all the way into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldog. Oh, Dimitri finishes off the drive. Bulldogs leading 18-8 as they get ready for the 2-point field goal. Bulldogs haven't made a 2-point field goal this evening. That's not typical of them. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball is low and no good, but there's a flag that comes out late. Let's see what it is. Canary on the field. Little Tweety Bird. White hat talking, and again, this crew is not going to be in a hurry, so when they get into a huddle, it's going to take a minute. Both teams are back up there, so I'm guessing it's on the Cardinals. I would probably think offside. They're going to move it closer for the Bulldogs, so it's going to be on the Cardinals. They haven't signaled, so we don't exactly know what it is. Hermley coach is arguing with the white hat. You might be able to hear him. I can hear him. He's saying that they were standing up on the outside. They don't have to be down. The white hat saying no, they do. Either way, Bulldog's going to re-kick here. There's the snap. Goes over the head of Hernandez. the Bulldogs missed the two-point conversion again. Not seeing what the Bulldogs have done this year. They've typically been able to make those, but that's 6 points the Bulldogs have given up, three touchdowns, and haven't been able to convert any of the field goals. However, the good news is the Bulldogs are leading 18-8 with 2:51 left in the half.
Broadcast is brought to you by McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from the playing field to the classroom. That's McCowan Photography. Someone takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldog. If you're looking for a church room, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. So Castillo is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs.
2:51 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 18-8.
Castillo gets the ball, kicks it. This time a good-looking kick far and deep. It's going to hit at the 5 and roll back into the end zone for a touchback. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 20. Get set in the formation they've been in. One receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, spread wide, and then three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback who's looking to tuck it and run. Going to be on his feet, runs for a gain of, I don't know, 11, 12 yards. We'll see where they spot it. So it'll be a 2nd and 3 for the Cardinals. Get the ball all the way up to their 32-yard line, same formation. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. It's going to be hit by Dimitri, pulled out of bounds. Lost about a yard on the play, so that'll set up a 3rd and 4 for the Cardinals there. One of the managers on the sideline got taken out when Dimitri was pushed out of bounds. 2:31 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 18-8. Cardinals going to come out in a different format. Nope. Yep. Two receivers to the near side on the short side of the field. Three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch to the quarterback. Running to the far side. Looking to throw the ball. That's going to toss it short. It's going to be top. Ball's out. Ball's out. It's going to be picked up by the Cardinals, who are still on their feet running. And he can be brought down by Pena. Great play by Karen. And just a lucky break for the Cardinals. They caught the ball when he was tackled. He fumbled it, and then the Bulldogs dove, missed the ball, and there just happened to be a Cardinal receiver there who was able to pick the ball up, carry it all the way inside the 10-yard line, and then Jaron had a touchdown-saving tackle. So it's going to be a 1st and goal for the Cardinals from the 9 of the Bulldogs. 2:08 left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs leading 18-8, but Cardinals have a lucky break. Cardinals going to send two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to the quarterback running on the near side. Now he's going to toss it. It's going to go over the head of the intended receiver. Incomplete. So it's going to be a 2nd and goal from the 9 now for the Cardinals. 1:46 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading by 10, but needing some defensive magic here. Almost had their 2nd turnover of the game. Cardinals just got lucky and ended up with a big break on it. Two receivers to the near side, three stacked in the backfield. Ball's going to be set right in between the hashes.
on the 9-yard line. There's a snap pitch to the quarterback running to the far side looking for a base pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to be hit by Juarez. He gets the ball off just in time, but his intended receiver wasn't even looking at him, so it's going to be incomplete. That'll set up a 3rd and 9 for the Cardinals.
As the Bulldogs are getting lots of pressure on that quarterback, he's been hit hard several times, and I would imagine if they can keep that up in the 2nd, 3rd, even 4th quarter, he's going to be pretty sore and tired. 1:41 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 8-18. It's a 3rd and 9.
3rd and goal from the 9. 2 receivers to the near side, 3 in the backfield.
And ball's on the far hash mark. There's a snap. Pitch to the quarterback looking for the ball. He's rolling to the near side. Tosses into the end zone. It's going to be nearly picked off. He's going to say he caught it out of bounds. Great play by T.J. Collier, who I thought T.J. might have intercepted it and instead was able to deflect the ball. So now it's going to be a 4th down. 4th and goal for the Cardinals from the Bulldogs' 9-yard line. The dominant dog defense has shown its teeth here and forced the Cardinals into 3 consecutive incomplete passes. Cardinals going to come out, 1 receiver to the far side, 1 receiver to the near side, spread wide with 3 stacked in the backfield. There's a snap pitch to the quarterback looking to the near side, trying to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and run, hit by Pena. He tosses it. It's going to fall incomplete. Turnover on down. Demetri Juarez with the deflection. Great play by the senior. The quarterback was being brought down by Pena, threw the ball up. Demetri's receiver was coming in, and Juarez was able to deflect the ball for a turnover on down. So the Bulldogs are going to take back over. They've got a long way to go. It's going to be 1st and 15 from their own 9-yard line. 1:25 left in the first quarter, but the Bulldogs are leading by 10. 18-8. Bulldogs break the huddle, get set in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. Hernandez is going to be the man under center, and Pena will be the defense. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the far side. Able to power his way forward for a gain of 4 or 5 yards. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 11. 1:06 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 18-8. 1 minute and counting left in the first quarter. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 8-yard line. Same formation, same personnel. The eye with Hernandez under center. There's a set. Hand up underneath to Demetri. Demetri gets the ball, powers his way forward to the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a 3rd down now. Demetri able to get the ball up to the line of scrimmage. Didn't lose anything, but on that drive, just got caught. It looks like Coach Goodwin's going to call the players over and let the clock expire for the end of the first quarter. We'll see how well the referees can split the field here, and that's what the Bulldogs are going to do. 9 seconds left in the first quarter and counting, but both teams are on their sidelines just waiting for the game clock to get to 0. And there it goes. So at the end of the first quarter, the Bulldogs are leading the Cardinals 18-8. I'm going to take a quick break in the intermission, and we'll be back with you here momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
All right, we're back for Ira Bulldog football. Bulldogs again. It's going to be a third and 11 for the Bulldogs from their own 12-yard line. Get set in the I formation. There's that pitch back to Blackson. Blackson rolling around the backfield, dodging some defenders, looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to take off on the far side, be brought down, gain about 3-4 yards. So it's going to be a fourth and 7, fourth and 7 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the 17-yard line. Big down for the Bulldogs here. And they're going to come out in a different formation. Two receivers to the far side, one on the near side, and then two in the backfield. In the backfield, it's Hernandez and then Claxton. There's the snap. Hits back to Claxton, looking to throw the ball downfield. And he's going to just take off and down the back. He's going to toss it short to Hernandez. Hernandez is going to have enough for a first down and some. He's going to be tackled inbound at the... Hernandez able to get the ball all the way up to the Bulldog 27-yard line, and up for a first down on the big fourth down drive. 8:50 and counting left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 18-8. Bulldogs going to get set in the I formation again. Hernandez Juarez Pena. There's a snap, handoff underneath, excuse me, Juarez loses the ball, and the Cardinals are going to be able to jump on top of it and get the ball back. So a fumble by the Bulldogs is going to be a turnover, and the Cardinals are going to get the ball back at the Bulldogs' 29-yard line. Now, Bulldogs leading by 10, 18-8 with 8:27 left in the half. But the Cardinals are going to come back on offense. Bulldogs able to shut the Cardinals out last time. Now they're going to come out in a different formation. Two to the far side, one to the near side. Spread way out. There's that big tackle quarterback looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. And it's being caught in a touchdown for the Cardinals. So that puts the score 18-14. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals, but the Cardinals looking to make a 2-point field goal here. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. So the score is 18-16. Ira leading Hernley by 2. The Bulldogs have scored 3 touchdowns, held the Cardinals to 2 touchdowns. The Bulldogs haven't been able to make the 2-point kick, so the Cardinals have, and that's how you get the score. 8:19 left in the half. Bulldogs leading by 2, looking to get the kickoff and drive down. These broadcasts are brought to you by lots of sponsors, which include Ira Methodist Church. Ira is a friendly, traditional country church that's located next to the Ira schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the community, support the schools, and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe that prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce proudly supports the Ira Bulldogs. The proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs is the locally owned and operated Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! But Cardinals going to try the onside kick again. They're at the near side. They point it to the far side. The last two times they've done this, it hasn't gone the 15 yards necessary to get it. See what they can do here. See if the Bulldogs can get the ball and get good field position yet again. There's the kick. It's going to be end over end. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Bishop gets the ball at the Ira 36-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for Bulldogs from the 36, their own 36-yard line. 8:18 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 18-16. Bulldogs, again, have been able to drive down and score on this defense of the Cardinals. They just had one fumble, which the Cardinals converted into a touchdown. Outside of that, the Bulldogs defense and the Bulldogs offense have really been playing well tonight. The Cardinals are kind of getting lucky with some big plays, able to stay in the game so far. We'll look for the Bulldogs to drive down and score quickly. Set in the eye. There's a snap. This time Hernandez gets it, rolls out to the near side, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it short to Pena. Pena gets the ball, breaks a tackle, gets pushed out of bounds at the 29, maybe 30-yard line. I thought maybe they had his face mask, but I don't guess they did. Not enough for a first down, but it's going to be a second and two for the Bulldogs. Second and two for the Bulldogs. Jeremy is able to get the ball all the way up to the Hurley 31-yard line. 8:02 and counting left in the first quarter, or in the half. Bulldogs leading 18-8, gets set in the eye again. There's a set pitch to Pena, running on the near side. Pena finds it. Oh, he's got enough for a first down and some. It's going to be brought out of bounds. That's going to be a first down Bulldog. First down, Bulldogs. Pena's able to get the ball all the way to the Hermley 18-yard line. It's going to be a first and 15. Big hole for Jaron on that play. And the Bulldogs able to march down the field as they continue to lead by two with 7:18 and counting in the first half. There's a set pitch to Jaron. On the near side, Jaron's able to power his way through. It's going to be pushed out of bounds. Ball's going to get to the 10-yard line, so it's going to set up a second and about six, maybe seven. Bulldogs leading by two, 18-16. But outside of one fumble, they've had their way with the Hermley defense. Coming out in the eye, Hernandez under center, Juarez, then Pena. Ball's going to set at the near hash mark at the 10-yard line. There's a snap. Hand off to Pena, running on the far side. Pena powers his way forward for a gain of 3-4 yards. They're going to give him 2 yards on the carry, so it's going to set up a third and about four. The third and four for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the 8-yard line of the Cardinals. 6:20 in the first half and counting as the Bulldogs get set in the eye. There's a snap. This time it's a handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez able to power his way forward for a gain of 3 yards or so. So now the Bulldogs are faced with a fourth and about one. 6 minutes left in the first half and counting. Fourth and one. For the Bulldogs, ball's going to be set at the Cardinals' 4-yard line. Hernandez going to get his team set in the I formation. It's going to be offside, and I believe it's going to be on the Bulldogs. Yep, offside on the Bulldogs, so what was a fourth and one is going to be now a fourth and six. The ball's going to be set at the 9. And it looks like Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout.
So with 5:28 left in the half, Ira leading Hermley 18-16, and the Bulldogs, when we come back, are going to be faced with a 4th and 6 from the 9-yard line.
Broadcast brought to you by Pizza Inn, an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available with roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large, call today. Structural pipe and rods are available in Snyder and some Big Spring Sweetwater and Andrews. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. All right, it's going to be a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball is going to be at the 9-yard line. Big play for the Bulldogs with 5:28 left in the half. Bulldogs will kick the half kickoff, so we want to make sure to score here. Motion for the Bulldogs. There's a snap. Haney gets the ball rolling to the near side, looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it in the end zone. He's got Collier right there. They're going to hit all over Collier. It's going to fall incomplete. Be a turnover on down. So now the dominant dog defense is going to have to step up and show its teeth again. The Dogs have done relatively well on defense. They've only given up 2 touchdowns, one early on in the game and then one after a fumble. Outside of that, the Bulldogs have been able to hold the Cardinals twice. They had a fumble recovery, and then they also forced another fumble that the Cardinals recovered, and they stopped the Cardinals 4 consecutive times earlier in the game, and we're going to need the Dogs to do so again here. 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, spread way out, 2 in the backfield. 5:22 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 18-16. 1st and 15 from the 9 for the Cardinals. There's the snap. Hits back to the quarterback running on the far side of the field. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to be on the sideline, have enough for a 1st down and some. There's a flag that comes in. It's going to be a holding on the Cardinals. They were holding Caden Castillo. Waiting for him to officially signal it and mark it and all of those things. Quarterback ran it enough for a 1st down, but there was a holding. Yep, holding on the Cardinals. So I don't guess it was enough for a 1st down. They're going to say he went out of bounds at the 21-yard line, which puts him about 4 yards short. And now the referees are going to walk off another 10 yards. So what would have been near 1st down for the Cardinals is now going to be a 1st and 14. Sorry, 1st and 13. Ball's going to be set at about the 11-yard line of the Cardinals. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch back to the quarterback. Ball's in the ground on the being pursued by Corey. The quarterback dropped the ball. Now it's going to toss. He's been sacked by Caden Corey. Sacked by Caden Corey. They pitched it back to the quarterback. The ball slipped out of his hands. He was just able to pick it up in the end zone, rolled around to the far side, but the senior 40 said enough of this nonsense, chased him down and brought him down for a loss of 2 yards, and so now it's going to be a 2nd and 15 for the Cardinals as they get back to the original line of scrimmage. Ball is set at the 9-yard line of the Cardinals, 4:38 in the 1st half and counting. Ira leading Hermley 18-16. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield for the Cardinals. There's a snap hit to the quarterback, rolling out to the near side. With the throw, he's going to toss it. It's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders. Brought down. We'll see where they mark it. It looks short of the 1st down to me, but they're saying it's a 1st down.
There's no way that was a first down. They're saying it was a first down. It wasn't anywhere close. We can see where the ball spot, and you can see where the chains are. They still had another half a yard or so. Coach Goodman's arguing with the referee. This has been a problem for this crew the entire game. Down the field and seeing the ball. So it's going to be a gimme first down for the Cardinals. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap, pitchback, quarterback rolling to the far side of the field, being pursued by several Bulldogs in the top of the cutoff man. He's going to be brought down by Castillo after a gain of about 6 yards. The ball's going to get to the 30-yard line. It's going to be a 2nd and 9 for the Cardinals. I say 2nd and 9, but with this crew, that could be a 2nd and 10 or a 2nd and 8. We really don't know. 3:15 left in the first half and counting. Ira leading 18-16 as the Cardinals send two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and two in the back of the spread way out. There's the snap. Quarterback gets the ball running on the near side of the field, being pursued by several Bulldogs, and is going to take off and run on the far side. There's a clear holding that the refs are going to miss, and he's finally going to be brought down by Pena. Running back gets the ball, the quarterback gets the ball all the way inside the Bulldogs' 15-yard line, so a gain of, I mean, a good 30, 40 yards on the carry. It looked like there was a huge holding, one of the Bulldog cornerbacks, but it's not going to get called, so it's going to be a 1st and goal for the Cardinals from the 14-yard line. Same formation, 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the back, so spread across the whole field. There's the snap. Quarterback rolls up to the near side of the field. Going to throw it. It's going to be caught for a touchdown, Cardinals. Some tough breaks there, in my opinion, by the referees, where the calls just kind of went in the Cardinals' direction, not in the Bulldogs' direction. That's going to put the score 22-18 with the Cardinals getting ready for the two-point kick. There's the set. The whole bobbled. The quarterback kicked nothing. So incomplete. The snap was bobbled by the holder. Nothing to kick there. So the score is going to remain 18-22. The Bulldogs now trailing the Cardinals with 2:28 left in the half. Broadcast brought to you by Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Visit fbciira.com for more information and find Ira Baptist Church on Facebook and Instagram. Again, Bulldogs win this game, they're in the playoffs. If they lose, they're out. It's that simple for Ira. Bulldogs going to kick after half, so really need to drive down and score here with 2:28 left. The Bulldogs have been able to move the ball on the Cardinal defense, and outside of the last offensive series, they had one turnover early, and then they got pushed into a 4-and-out when they were inside the 10. The Bulldogs have been able to move the ball against the Cardinal defense. Really, all in all, the Bulldogs played a really great first quarter. Really, a first half. A couple odd mistakes here and there have led to big plays for the Cardinals, where they've been able to capitalize. Cardinals get the ball set. They're going to try the onside kick from the near side to the far side. They haven't successfully done it this game so far. There's the kick end over end by the Bulldogs. It's going to be picked up by Pena. Pena's got the ball. He's at the 30. He's going to be pushed out of bounds past the 25-yard line, inside the 25. And there's a flag that comes in. So they kicked the ball, tried to do the onside. Jaron got it and was able to just run down. And now the side judge is saying there's a face mask. We'll see exactly what the white hat calls if they decide to call it at all. But it is going to be a face mask against the Cardinals. Grabbed on Jaron's face mask and Jaron slung him around like the mighty Aslan slings his prey, able to power his way forward.
So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs now off of this kickoff. A huge kickoff return by the junior, Pena. Ball's going to be set at the Cardinal 8-yard line, 7-yard line. So it's first and goal for them, the 7-4 in the Bulldogs. It's going to be the I formation, Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena with Hernandez under center. There's the set. Pitch back to Pena, running on the near side. Pena still on his feet, looking to find the guy. He's powering into the end zone. Are they going to call it? Yes, they are. Touchdown, Bulldogs! The Bulldogs didn't like Hermley having the lead, drive down in a matter of seconds to score another touchdown. Now the Bulldogs are leading 24-22 with 2:16 left in the half. Getting ready for the two-point field goal. There's the snap. Goal. The kick. The ball is up. And it's good. All right, Bulldogs take the lead, 26-22, getting ready to kick it to Hermley with 2:16 left in the half. Bulldogs needing to get a stop here. They will kick to Hermley after half, so looking for the dominant dog defense to show its teeth here after the special team field kicks the ball high. And far, it's going to be caught by the 2-yard line by the Cardinals. They're now bringing the ball up. It's going to be hit by Collier, put down by Castillo. About the 14-15-yard line, so gain of 10 yards. But a great special teams play by the Bulldogs. So back-to-back special teams. A great special teams play by Ira. It's going to pin the Cardinals back. .209 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 26-22. You have the Cardinals pinned on their own 15-yard line, but it's a first and 15 for Emily. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the back to the press wide. There's the net. Pitch back to the quarterback. Rolling to the near side, looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by Juarez. Juarez dives at the quarterback. Over to tackling out of bounds. Quarterback's going to gain 3-4 yards, depending on the spot. The spot won't be accurate. That's what I can promise you. And they're going to give him 4 yards on the carry, so that'll set up a second and 11 for the Cardinals. Ball up at the Cardinal 19-yard line. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitchback looking to throw the ball to the Cardinals. Quarterback now takes off running to the far side. He's going to be hit by, he's going to run out of bounds. He's going to be hit by Pena. Not enough for a first down, short by a couple yards. Clock's going to stop at 1:49. It's going to be a third and one for the Cardinals. Bulldogs leading 26-22, looking for the dominant dog defense to hold the Cardinals here. They will get the ball. The Cardinals will get the ball after half.
unleashing two receivers from the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap for that with it rolls through to the near side, being pursued by Austin. He's going to pop the ball. It's going to drop incomplete by Collier, but there's going to be a late hit. Roughing the passer on the Bulldog. I think that's where the flag's at. We're waiting for the call.
So it's going to be against the Bulldog. It's going to be roughing the passer, so it's going to move firmly way up. They'll have a first and 15. Ball is going to be at the Bulldog 36-yard line. 1:42 in the half and counting. They're not in and stop. Two to the far side, one to the near side. Same formation for the Cardinals. Bulldog 54. Something from the defense here kind of holds the Cardinals from marching down the field. There's snap. Quarterback gets it rolling to the near side, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Hit by the Bulldog. That's the ball is complete. Hit out of bounds by Warren. Gain of about 11 for the Cardinals. We'll see. Well, no, about 10, maybe 9. So it's going to be a second and about 5, 6, somewhere in there. All it's going to be at the Bulldog 33-yard line, 2 to the near side, 1 to the far side. There's a snap. Quarterback gets the ball rolling to the near side. He's going to toss it. It's going to fall incomplete. So now it's going to be a third and 7 for the Cardinals coming from the Bulldog. From the Bulldog 33-yard line. 50 seconds left in the half. Cardinals down, two to the near side, one to the far side, looking to make something. Bulldogs looking to make something happen here. There's a snap. Quarterback rolls out to the near side, tosses it short. It's going to be enough for a first down and some after a missed tackle by the Bulldog. Receiver still on his feet, finally going to be brought down inside the 10-yard line by Ira. Inbounds, though, so the clock is at 40. And the Cardinals are going to call a timeout. So it's going to be a first and goal for Hermley. Ball is going to be set. Waiting for the refs to. They've got it down, but I can't see exactly what that looks like around the 8-yard line. So first and goal from the 8, maybe the 7. 40 seconds left in the half. Ira leading Hermley 26-22. Jim Bulldogs will kick off at the start of the second half. So Dominant Dog defense really needs to show its teeth here, get a big stop, keep Hermley from scoring. No matter what happens, Hermley's season will be done after the game. If the Bulldogs win, they will go on and play in the playoffs. And if they lose, Highland is the team that will go play out of our district in the second seed. Oh, Dominant Dog defense heads out. Again, it's going to be a first and goal for the Cardinals. The first down doesn't matter much with 40 seconds on the clock. Ball's going to be set at the 8-yard line. There's going to be two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and the ball is going to be at the far hash mark. The Cardinals like to get this, and then they run with the quarterback to the near side. That's what they're doing right now. Quarterback's got the ball running to the near side. Now he's going to duck it and try to run. He's going to be brought down at about the 2, maybe the 1, so 30 seconds left and counting.
And it's going to be a timeout currently again. So 28 seconds now left in the half. It's going to be a second and goal for the Cardinals from what looks like maybe the three. Well, I don't know. The ball looks like it's at the two, but the line guy looks like it's at the three. For a 26-22 with 28 seconds left in the half, second and goal for the Cardinals on the 2.5-yard line. Dominant Dog defense looking for a stop here. Cardinals will receive the kick at half, so an important defensive stand here needed for the Bulldogs to keep their playoff hopes alive. Turnover breaks, the huddle runs right up to the line of scrimmage, going to get in a tight under center formation. And so Tribblin's going to call a timeout. Hermley came out running to the huddle, packed in tight, trying to trick the Bulldogs. And so Goodwin calls a timeout, so no time's off the clock. Still 26-24 with 28 seconds left in the half. It'll be a second and goal for the Cardinals from the 2.5-yard line. All right, both teams break the huddle. Cardinals got to huddle back up on the field. The dominant Dodd Houston is going to head out. Second and goal from 2.5. Hermley gets in the same pass. It's going to be under center, three on the far side, none on the near side. There's a snap, handoff underneath to the running back. He's going to power his way into the end zone for a lucky touchdown by the Cardinals. That will put the score 26-28. Bulldogs trailing the Cardinals now by two as the Cardinals get ready for a two-point field goal. There's the snap. Oh, the kick. The ball is up. No good. Too far to the right. So a break there for the Bulldogs. 26-28. Hermley leading the Bulldogs now with 23 seconds left in the half. So Bulldogs going to have to do something here on special teams. Maybe have time for one offensive play. They have one timeout left. Ira trailing Hermley with 23 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs will kick to start the half, but are going to receive this kick here. Hermley tried the onside kick, but it's not been successful this game so far. And in fact, last time, Jaron got the ball and was able to get the Bulldogs great field position after a face mask call by the Cardinals. Cardinals changing it up, lining, kicking it to deep. Bulldogs going to send Claxton back deep. And there's the kick. It's going to be high and short. Claxton gets it at the 10-yard line. Now he's at the 15 to 20. Still on speed, 25. Trying to find the hole. Darting around. Going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. Power. 15 seconds left in the half for the Bulldogs. Claxton gets the ball up to the 31-yard line of Ira.
Bulldogs going to come out spread. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. And the Cardinals going to call their final timeout of the half. So 15 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 28-26 as the Bulldogs going to come out and try. Bulldogs have one timeout left. So a quick incomplete pass or quick pass out of bounds. You might be able to get two plays off here. All right, Ira breaks the huddle on the sideline, gets huddled back up on the field. Hermley comes out in a prevent defense. Bulldogs going to get set two receivers from far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. Claxton's going to be the deep man with Hernandez, the pitch man. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pushes it back to Claxton. Claxton looking downfield to throw the ball. And now he's going to take off on a run if he's on the speed. Able to get to the 40. Now he gets the 35. He's going to run out of bounds between the 30, 35 yard line. They have 5 seconds on the clock for the Bulldogs. So now it's a first down. Not that that matters. There's 5 seconds on the game clock. The Bulldogs got one timeout, but realistically, you just can't get one snap here, trailing by two, 26-28. 5 seconds left until the half. Bulldogs going to come out. Same formation, two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. Hernandez then Claxton. Hernandez be the quarterback. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it. Pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking downfield, trying to throw the ball. Tosses it deep. He's got Collier in the end zone. Collier catches it right forward. Are they going to get it to him? Oh, boo! That's terrible. Claxton gets the ball. Falls down to catch it. They're going to say he was down at the 1 yard line. There wasn't a referee anywhere down there close to see where he's at, but just a tough break for the Bulldogs. So, Bulldogs get the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line. It's not called in by the officials. So, now it's going to be halftime. Bulldogs going to trail by two at half. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back with you here at the end of half.
Go for that. Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Four Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldog Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! 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 Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Ira Bulldogs Football Online. We'll be with you momentarily.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
All right, Ira Bulldogs football fans. Halftime just about over. In fact, it's over on the clock. Martin made it over. He has the power.
Wow.
Bulldogs going to kick to the Cardinals to start off the half. So, again, Bulldogs trailing now. 26-28 to the Cardinals. Going to have to kick to the Cardinals to start the second half. So, Dog's going to have to find a way to dig themselves out of this hole they found themselves in. Again, if Ira wins this game, then they go on in the playoffs and get to go play. If they lose, then Highland gets to take their spot as the number two seed. So, a big game for the Bulldogs. Castillo setback to be the kicker for Ira. Runs up. There's the kick. It's going to be kicked back deep, caught at about the 10-yard line by the Cardinals return man, being pursued by several Bulldogs, going to be hit and brought down inside the 20. Jaren comes out of the pile with the ball. Bulldogs saying it should be their ball, but the referee is doing a lot of walking, not getting to the pile, and are going to give it to Hermley. So Bulldogs acted like it was their ball. They got a turnover on it. Referees don't think so. So it's going to be Hermley ball. It's going to be on the Hermley 18-yard line. A first and 15. Hermley sends two receivers to the near side. One to the far side. There's a snap. Quarterback gets it rolling to the far side, trying to find a man down here. Tosses the ball.
Collier intercepts the ball. Bulldogs intercept it. Collier at the 40-yard line. Now he's at the 35. Going to be brought down. Huge interception by C.J. Collier. They've launched that ball downfield. C.J. turns his head back, able to get an interception. And now it's going to be Bulldog ball at the Hermley 35-yard line. The second takeaway of the night for this dominant Dog defense.
It'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set towards the far hash mark. Bulldogs going to come out in the spread. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's that. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton got the ball on his feet running. Now he's going to toss it short to Pena. Pena's got it. Going to run it forward for a gain of about 5 yards. It'll be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be at the 30-yard line of the Cardinals. Ira trailing by 26-28, but an interception and some offensive momentum behind the Bulldogs right now. Same spread formation, 2 to the far side, 1, 2 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. There's the snap. Fernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton's got the ball, looking to throw it. He's going to toss it deep over the head of the intended receiver. Incomplete. So now it'll be a 3rd and 10. Ball's going to be at the Hermley 30-yard line. 8:53 in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs down by 2, 26-28. Bulldogs break the huddle, same formation, 2 to the far, 1 to the near, 2 in the backfield, Fred Fox running down the 3, 2 there, pitch back to Hernandez, Hernandez out it, tosses it short to Collier, Collier has got the ball, gains about 2, 3 yards. So it's going to be a 4th and about 8 for the Bulldogs. Balls all the way at the Cardinal 28-yard line here. Big 4th down for Ira. Really needing to go down and score, get up on the Cardinals, might give them an opportunity to extend their lead. Bulldogs break the huddle. Same formation. 2 to the far. 1 to the near. 2 in the backfield. 4th and 8. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it. Pitches back to Claxton. Claxton's got the ball. Looking to throw. Now he's just going to dart around the backfield. He and Chase. Now he's going to toss it to Hernandez. And it's going to fall incomplete. So it'll be a turnover on down. So now it's going to be Cardinal ball at the Hermley 28-yard line. 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. Dominant Dog defense going to have to do something here again. There's a snap, pitchback, quarterback rolling to the near side. Now he's just going to tuck it and run. It's going to be hit by Payne from behind, brought down. Generous spot, gets him all the way to the 40-yard line. So that's a gain of about 11 and a half or so. That's going to set up a 2nd and 3. Two to the near side, 1 to the far side, 2 in the backfield. Hermel will probably get the ball and roll to the far side. That's what they do. Get the ball, roll to the far side. Quarterback grabs it, tries to run forward, brought down short of the stick, but another really generous spot by the referee. I'm going to say 3rd and 1 for the Cardinals now. Third and one for the Cardinals. Ball is at the Bulldogs 37-yard line. Ira trailing Hermley 26-28. Two to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield for the Cardinals. There's a snap, pitch back to quarterback, looking to run. That game takes like a Corey. It's Corey who forces it. Quarterback wanted to run the ball. Instead, Corey was right there in his face, tried to dump it off to his dump-off man, went over his head, and so it's incomplete. Now we're looking at a 4th and 1. Good night. These referees cannot spot the ball. All right, it's a 4th and 1. Hermley going to come in tight, try to just run a dive right up the middle. Bulldogs prepared for it. There's the snap. There's the handoff. Dive right up the middle. It's going to be enough for a 1st down and some. Still on his feet, being pursued. Hernandez tripped. Are you kidding me? I'm just going to say that CJ Collier's touchdown at the end of the 2nd quarter didn't count, and that touchdown shouldn't have counted either. They're going to give Hermley a touchdown.
he hit it.
They're going to call it a touchdown for the Cardinals, and they're going to come on for the two-point kick. There's a snap. The hold. The kick. The ball is up, and it's good. Now the Cardinals are leading the Bulldogs 26-36. Early in the second, well, about halfway through the third quarter now, Bulldogs are going to have to gather themselves to make something happen here on offense and defense. Sponsors for the broadcast include McCowan Farms. McCowan Farms is a proud supporter of all Bulldog and Lady Bulldog activities from on the from the playing field to the classroom. That's McCowan Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in all personalized sports posters. First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you are looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. All right, Ira trailing by 10 now. Had an interception on the opening drive of the Cardinals. Couldn't convert the fourth down. Cardinals got it back, drove down, and scored. So now the Bulldogs down 26-36 with 6:23 left in the third quarter. Couple of bad breaks, some close balls that the referees have tossed the Cardinals' way, which are frustrating, but is the way these games go sometimes. Bulldogs can have to pull their heads up, look up high, pull their boots up, and get down and do some work here on these few, this offensive series. Cardinals get set and ready to kick the onside kick. The Bulldogs have recovered these well all season long, and the Cardinals have not converted one of these tonight. There's the kick. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. Picked up by Pena, who's got the ball. He's going to power his way up to about the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. So, Ira will take over at their own 38. First and 15 for the Bulldogs. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield for Ira. There's a snap, pitch back. Paxton's got the ball, looking downfield, trying to throw it. Now he's going to tuck it and toss it short to Pena, but it's going to fall incomplete. It's a close pass, hard to catch. Cardinals defense is doing a good job on the Bulldog receivers. Nobody's open, and so Paxton's having to decide to run or toss it to the cutoff man. That's going to set up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 38-yard line. 6:09 left in the third quarter. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield again for the Bulldogs as they spread the field out. There's the snap, pitch back. Paxton's got the ball, looking downfield, trying to throw it. There's a pocket short to Collier. Collier's got it, falls forward for a gain of about 6, 7, 8 yards. Ball to the Bulldog, ball to the Hermley 35-yard line. This is going to set up a third and about seven. And it's probably a third and 7.5-ish, 8-ish. Look at the stick though. It's past that work. Top with you. There's the snap. Gets it, pitches it back and rolling out to the right side. And that back can be pursued by one of the Cardinals in the backfield. Has the ball. Next tackle is going to toss it to Collier. It's going to be enough for a first down and some. CJ still on his feet at the 15. The 10 is finally going to be brought down inside the 5-yard line. Big play for CJ Collier. First down for the Bulldogs. So it'll be a first and goal from the 5. Great play by Collier, who caught it with enough for a first down, was able to squeeze his way through. Bulldogs going to come out in the eye now. It's going to be Hernandez, Pena, then Claxton. There's that pitch. Claxton running on the far side. Hit immediately, able to fall forward for a gain of about one, if any. So it's going to be a second and goal waiting for the ref to spot the ball. They're going to give him about a yard. So it'll be a second goal from the 4. Bulldogs get set in the eye again. Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena.
There's the snap. Pena gets it on the pitch. He's going to run on the wheel for a touchdown, Bulldog! That was Pena on the sweep out of the I formation to the near side. It'll be a touchdown. That's going to put the score 32 to 36 as Ira's getting ready for the 2-point field goal. Bishop, the snapper, Hernandez, the holder, Castillo, the kicker. The Bulldogs this year have been pretty decent at their 2-point kick, but tonight they have struggled. This is a big kick. There's the snap. The hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's going to be short.
No good.
So the score is going to remain 32-36. Ira trailing firmly with 4:07 left in the third quarter. By the Bulldogs. Now they're only down 4, 32-36, with 4:07 left in the third quarter. Castillo getting the ball set, kick for Ira. Bulldogs have done a great job on special teams tonight, been able to pin the Cardinals back deep and get themselves good field position. Bulldogs kick right. It's not going to be Castillo now. It's going to be Corey, the senior, who's going to try to, he's going to kick it high and far to the back corner. It's going to be picked up by the Cardinals return man at the 9, still on his feet, hit by the Bulldogs at around the 30, and pushed out of bounds in between the 30-35-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 33-yard line. 4 minutes even left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing by 4, 32-36. Cardinals in 2 of the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. It's back to the quarterback who's really not looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it short. It'll be complete for a short gain. Run forward, hit by several Bulldogs. They're going to blow the play dead after a game of about 7. So it's going to be a 2nd and 8 for the Cardinals. Ball's going to be at the 40-yard line, right at midfield. 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. There's a snap. Gets it up to short to the Cardinals. It's going to be hit right now by the Bulldogs to a loss on the play. Moves about a yard or two. Cardinals tried to do some trickery. They pitched it back to the quarterback. They didn't turn around and pitch it. Instead, they threw it to the receiver on the near side, back behind him. Bulldogs were right there to make the stop. So now, pushes the Cardinals back a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 9 from their own 39-yard line. Two to the near side, 1 to the far side. There's a pitch back, quarterback rolling to the far side. Something has been pursued by several Bulldogs, and it's going to run out of bounds after a gain of maybe 3 or 4 yards. Another pretty generous spot. But now it's going to be a 4th and 6.
Fourth and six for the dominant Duck defense. Really need to get a hold here. Down by four. If you can hold them here, grab them and get a touchdown, flip the game back in your corner. Cardinals came out with two to the far side, one, two to the near side. There's the snap, pitch to the quarterback, running to the near side, trying to pass it. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete by Castillo. Oh! Flag come in. They're going to say he was early. It was pretty close. They haven't called that all game. It's in both ways. A little shame they call it now. Another lucky break for the Cardinals. A great defensive play by Castillo. They're going to say he was just a little early there. It's going to be a pass interference. So that's going to push the Cardinals way forward now. They're going to get the ball at their 16, at the Bulldogs' 16-yard line. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield after the Cardinals get another lucky break from the referee. There's the snap. Cardinals get it. Hits that quarterback looking to run this time. Hit by Juarez. Gains a yard, maybe. They'll probably get it two. It's going to be a second and 14 for the Cardinals from the 15. Cardinals come out, two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. There's a snap, pitch back to the quarterback, going out to the near side. He tosses it deep into the end zone. It's going to be well over the heads of the receiver. So that's going to set up a third and 14 from the 15 for the Cardinals. Cardinals just sitting, waiting. Cardinals finally break the huddle. Two to the near side, one to the far side. There's the snap. Cardinals get it, throw it into the end zone. It's going to be
the Bulldog! Number two, Flaxton with the interception. Two on the seat running at the near side. He's at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. 15, he's all the way down to the 15-yard line at the Cardinals. Huge interception by Flaxton. Cardinals thought they had a touchdown. Aiden jumped up, got the interception, flipped the field. It's now going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs.
They're going to give him the spot at the 13-yard line. So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 13-yard line. Ira down four, 32-36. But in scoring position here, as they break into the Ira Eyes, Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. There's the stat. Hernandez gets it. Pitches it to Pena on the far side. Pena gets it. Runs forward, gains about 5-6 yards, and so he's going to be inside the 10. See if that helps a little bit there. Inside the 10-yard line for the Bulldogs. Second and goal for Ira from the 9-yard line. Gets set in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, Pena, then Claxton. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Cardinals. He's going to toss it short to Castillo. Castillo gets it. Falls at about the 5-yard line. Look at that spot.
They're going to say Castillo got to the six. So it'll be a third and goal for the Bulldogs from the 6-yard line. Bulldogs get set, going to go in the I formation again. It's going to be Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. There's the snap. Pitch to Pena, running on the near side. He's got a hole. He's got a save. He's got a touchdown! Touchdown, Bulldogs! Score is now going to be 38-36. Ira taking the lead. Bulldogs get set in the two-point kick. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. Bulldogs take a four-point lead over the Cardinals. 40-36. Broadcaster brought to you by many partners, which include Ira Methodist. Ira Methodist is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira School, 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. Ira getting set to kick the kickoff. Castillo is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Ira now leading 40-36 at the start of the fourth quarter. There's the kick. Castillo kicks it. It hits at about the 30. Rolls. It's finally picked up inside the 10 by Hermley. Still on his feet. Hit by several Bulldogs. Knocked down by Juarez. A big old hit by Dimitri Juarez. Able to pin the Cardinals to their 27-yard line. So it's going to be Cardinal ball at the start of the fourth quarter. Ira leading by four. Cardinals send two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it, rolling to the far side, looking to run. He's going to take off. He tripped up by Pena. Pena. Literally tripped up the quarterback. He had his shoe in his hand. Quarterback was able to run forward for a gain of about 5, maybe 6 yards. It's going to set up a second, maybe 4 yards, second and 11. Ball at the currently 32-yard line. So Ira defense been playing good here in the second half so far, looking for another stop. Two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield for the Cardinals. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it, rolling to the near side, looking to throw the ball, tosses it. It's going to be nowhere near any of the receivers. Fall incomplete. Bulldogs seem to be inside the head of the quarterback right now. Now it's going to be a third and 11 for the Cardinals from their own 32-yard line. Ira leading 40-36 with 9:03 left in the fourth quarter.
Third and 11 for the Cardinals. Three receivers to the far side in the trip formation. Ball's also on the far side. There's the snap. Quarterback gets the ball, rolls to the near side looking to run it. Hit by several Bulldogs, and it's going to be brought down after a gain of maybe 3 yards. We'll see where they spot him at. It's going to be a fourth down. They're going to spot the ball at the 36-yard line. It's going to be a fourth and 6 for the Cardinals. Big fourth down here for Ira. 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 4, Hermley. Fourth and 6. There's the snap. Quarterback gets the ball rolling to the far side, being pursued by several Bulldogs. Still on the feet as he tops the ball. And it's going to fall incomplete. Beautiful defensive play by Raiden Hernandez. Likely could have had an interception. Instead, Raiden knocked it down to the ground. So the Bulldogs are going to take over on a turnover on down from their Hermley 36-yard line. Bulldogs have come out of the second half ready to play. So turnover on downs, it's going to be a first and 15 for Ira. Bulldogs getting set in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, and Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. He's got a hole, powers his way forward. Gains around 5 yards. Gain of about 5 yards for Jaron on the run. That's going to set up a second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball is at the Hermley 31-yard line. Bulldogs get set in the eye, same formation, and Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout here. So it's going to be a timeout Bulldogs as the Bulldogs got set for a run out of the IRA and the I formation. Ira leading Hermley 40-36, facing a second and 10. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn with an all-day buffet, pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. That's Pizza Inn.
Dessert.
Like pizza and dessert together added in. I just kind of pop that. It's like a pun, I guess. Or is that like a pun?
It's dessert. Like pizza and dessert together.
Like a pun, a joke, if you will. Dessert. I just now noticed. I can tell you one thing. That dessert is delicious. Another spy. We'll wait for the next one. So Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 40-36 with 7:32 left in the game. Ira faced with a second and 10 from the Cardinals' 31-yard line after a fourth down stop and flipping the ball. Or flipping the field. Bulldogs break the huddle lineup. They're going to be in the eye. It's Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap, hand up underneath the Juarez. Juarez has got enough for a first down, and some still on his feet. Just meet three! A huge, about 20-yard gain on the run. First down for the Bulldogs. It's going to be a first and goal from the 13. That was just a dive right up the middle, and Dimitri able to power his way through. It took at least 4 Cardinals to bring down 1 Bulldog. Goodwin sends in the play. First and goal for the Bulldogs from the 13. It's going to be out of the eye. Hernandez under center with Juarez and Pena behind him. There's a snap hit to Pena running on the near side. He's got a hole and some blockers, able to get his way down inside the 10. So it's a second and goal for the Bulldogs now. Ball looks like it's at the 8-7 yard line. We'll go with 8.
Bulldogs break the huddle. Going to be in the eye. It's going to be Hernandez, then Pena, then Claxton. There's a snap hand up underneath to Pena. Pena runs his way forward, gains another several yards. Going to be at the six. So it'll be a third and goal for the Bulldogs from the 6-yard line. Coach Goodwin sends the play in. Bulldogs leading by 4, 40-36, with 5:44 left in the game. Going to be the I formation. Hernandez under center with Juarez and Pena behind him. There's the snap pick to Pena running on the near side. He's got a hole in an opening. Powers his way into the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown, Bulldogs! Now the score is going to be 46-36. Ira leading Hermely. Outside of a turnover by the, I can't remember, the Cardinals scored early in the second half, and then the rest of the second half has been about Bulldogs. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So now the Bulldogs are leading 48-36 with 5:29 left in the fourth quarter. Broadcast brought to you by all sorts of sponsors. One includes Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available to roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods are available at Snyder, Ensign, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Iowa Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Visit FCCIowa.com for more information, or find Iowa Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals now 48-36 with 5:29 left in the game. A 12-point lead for the Bulldogs, and they came out at half down by 2. At one point, we're down by 10. Now the Bulldogs have swung it, come out to play in the second half of the third and the fourth quarter. Castillo lines up, kicks the ball. He's going to boot it deep. He's going to hit at the 20. Keep rolling. Be picked up at the 2-yard line by the Cardinals. Cardinals return man is going to run out of bounds at about the 15. Sorry, they're going to say he stepped out at 18-19. So it'll be a 1st and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 19-yard line. 5:19 left in the fourth quarter. Cardinals send 2 to the far side. They're going to have 3 in the backfield. There's a snap, pitchback. Quarterback looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several Bulldogs. He's going to toss it up over the head of his intended receiver, and it's going to fall incomplete. So now a 2nd and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 19-yard line. And it looked like it was almost a design screen. They were going to throw it to the cutoff man that just went over the top of his head, incomplete. Cardinals send 2 to the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the backfield. There's a snap. Quarterback gets it rolling to the near side. Looks to throw the ball, being pursued by Juarez. That's going to take off the run. Juarez trips him up, and it's going to be a sack or close. Quarterback may have gotten it back to the line of scrimmage. I don't know if you want to count that as I counted the sack for Dimitri. Great play by the senior. Now it's going to be a third. I mean, he maybe gained a yard. It's going to be a 3rd and 14.5. Ball's at the 19 of the Cardinals. two to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Quarterback gets it rolling to the far side. Now he's going to try to toss it. It's complete to his receiver who trips and falls, hit by Hernandez. Going to be brought down. Not enough for a first down, but a gain of about 11, maybe 12. It's going to set up a fourth down. A fourth and about three. Ball's going to be at the Bulldog at the Cardinal 31-yard line. Two to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Pitch to the quarterback. Rolling to the near side. Being pursued by several Bulldogs. Set fly over the head of the receiver. Incomplete. Another turnover on downs by this dominant dog defense. Turnover on down by Ira is going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Hermley 31-yard line. That's 3:59 left in the fourth quarter. Ira leading 48-36. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle. It's going to be the I formation, Hernandez, Juarez, Pena. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Going to be hit in the backfield, brought down. Loses about 3-4 yards. That's going to back the Bulldogs up to the 35-yard line of the Cardinals. Set up a second and 19. 3:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-36. Bulldogs break the huddle. Going to get set in the eye. Same formation, same personnel. There's a snap. Hand up underneath to Juarez. Juarez is able to run his way forward for a gain of about a yard or two. Hermley running, trying to call a timeout. So timeout by the Cardinals on what was a second down stop. It's going to set up a third and about 17 maybe for Ira. 17, 18, somewhere around there. I want to say a huge thanks to all the sponsors who support the broadcast during this timeout. The sponsors include McCowan Farm, S. McCowan Photography, First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, and Ira Baptist Church. Bulldogs face with a third and 18 from the Cardinal 34-yard line. Bulldogs are leading by 12, but there's 3:07 left in the game, so plenty of time to come back. Really need to do something to put the game away here, get a first down or a good chunk of yards, run a lot of time off the clock. It's going to be the I formation. Hernandez under center with Pena and Claxton behind him. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton in the back row looking around. Now he's just going to take off and run. He's getting close to the first down marker. He's going to be tackled by his horse collar, so it'll be enough for a first down after the penalty. So Claxton was brought down at the 20. The referee is now going to march off the personal foul, horse collar. So now the Bulldogs are going to have a first and goal from the 10 of the Cardinals. 2:57 left in the fourth. Ira leading 48-36. Bulldogs break the huddle. Hernandez under center, then Juarez and Pena behind him. There's the snap. Hand off to Pena, running on the near side. Now Pena cuts to the far side, bouncing his way inside the 5-yard line.
before he's finally brought down. Takes a whole team to bring down Sharon Pena. Pena runs for 5 yards. It's going to set up a second and goal from the 5-4. The Bulldogs 2:38 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Ira up 48-36 and 5 yards away from another touchdown. Bulldogs get set under center. It's going to be in the eye. Same formation, same personnel. There's the snap pitch to Pena. Running on the near side. Pena gets the line of scrimmage. Now gains a yard or two before he's finally brought down. They're going to get in a yard. So it's going to set up a fourth and goal for the Bulldogs from the four. And it's going to be a timeout Cardinal. 2:01 left in the fourth quarter. Ira leading 48-36. If the Bulldogs win the game and finish out strong, they will continue on and face a, I believe, Borden County in the playoffs. If they lose, then Highland will get the tickets. So these next 2 minutes are important for Ira. Win and you're in. Lose and it's time for basketball. Earlier, third and four for the Bulldogs. Third and goal from the four for the Bulldogs. And we'll just have that beat time now. Gets up to the line, going to come in the I formation. Hernandez, Juarez, then Pena. There's the snap. Hand off to Pena. He's found himself a hole. He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Jaron Pena. Bulldogs now up 54-36 on the Cardinals as they get ready for the two-point conversion. Bishop, the snapper. Hernandez, the holder. Castillo, the kicker. There's the snap. Oh, the kick. The ball is up. No good. It's going to go just to the left of the field goal post. Nonetheless, Bulldogs still leading 54-36. Bulldogs getting ready for the kickoff. 54-36 is the score. Ira leading Hernley with 1:56 left in the fourth quarter. Castillo getting ready for the kickoff. Bulldogs special teams have been phenomenal tonight. Castillo kicks the ball. It's going to soar out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Cardinals likely to get the ball at the 30. We'll see. First and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 30-yard line. First and 15 for the Cardinals from their own 30. 1:56 left in the fourth. Bulldogs leading 54-36.
Cardinals going to come out in a different formation, packed in tight, but they're going to be in the shotgun still. There's the snap, hit to number 14 for the Cardinals, who's taken off, brought down hard. Same formation, two to the near side, one to the far side, but busted way tight. Another in the shotgun. There's a snap. Pitch back to the running back for the Cardinals. He's going to take the ball. Hit by Castillo. Brought down James about 1-2 yards. So that's going to set up a third and five for the Cardinals from midfield right at the 40. 1-12 and counting in the game in the fourth quarter. Same formation for the Cardinals. Packed in tight in the shotgun. There's a snap. Quarterback gets the ball. He can't run it. He's going to toss it to one of his receivers. It's going to be, almost intercepted by Claxton. Dead ball incomplete. No harm, no foul. It's going to be a fourth and five for the Cardinals. 57 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading the Cardinals 54-36. Cardinals come out in the spread. One to the far side, one to the near side, three in the backfield. There is that. Pitch back to the quarterback looking to throw the ball. Going to toss it incomplete over the top of the head. So now it's going to be a turnover on downs. Ira's going to take over. Should have plenty of time to just kneel it out here. Send the Bulldogs into the playoffs. 51 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs going to send in the senior special, I believe, which is the five seniors plus Raiden. Seconds left on the clock. Bulldogs going to get set in the victory formation. There's a snap first kneel down. We're going to take a few of them from the Bulldogs. So good game by Ira. Gets down early in the second half and able to come back with a just dominating third and fourth quarter. There's a snap kneel down. Bulldogs have to do it one. No, that's it. That's going to be the game. Ira is going to head to the playoffs. They will play Gordon County next Friday, I believe. Check the special scores. If you or your family are wanting playoff t-shirts, you should get those forms to Mr. Jones by 9 in the morning on Monday. So playoff t-shirts for the Bulldogs football. Get those to Mr. Jones by 9 in the morning on Monday. Bulldogs going to defeat the Cardinals yet again, 54-36. Wins them a ticket to the playoffs. They'll take on Borden County next week, and I'll be there live if you can't make it to the game to give you some play-by-play. So until then, we'll see you next time. Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs.